Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks lives in Vermont. And though he's a British native, he recently shared an unusual sense of pride with his adopted fellow Vermonters. The state's U.S. Senator James Jeffords quit the Republican Party.
It was like Pearl Harbor or the day Kennedy was shot. The news ran mouth to mouth among virtual strangers, among people who never even follow the news. Only this was good news, stunning news. Everywhere people were asking, "Have you heard about Jeffords?" "Yes!" One woman said, "I actually cried." And a couple of weeks later, I'm amazed to find myself still chortling. Amazed because I've never cared one way or another about Jeffords, and I have as little interest in state politics as in baseball batting averages. Now, admittedly, the people I know are unrepresentative, generally being so far on the left of the political windshield that they're by the little lever that moves the side mirror. But polls show that Vermonters in general are going, "Yes!" This general ferment has little to do with party affiliation. Jeffords was always more popular than Republicans in general, and now he's more popular than Democrats in general. All this glee, I think, has little to do with Democratic voters thumbing their noses, and more to do with a deeper, longer-awaited, more subversive glee, a thumbing of the nose at the very idea of parties controlling the Senate or controlling anything. The idea that by declaring his independence, one man could upset the entire apple cart of power is immensely appealing in this small state, especially given that our entire congressional delegation consists of three people, two-thirds of whom, by the way, are now independents. I'm not sure that's enough reason for a woman to cry for joy in her car, though. There's something here about hope. At a stroke, Jeffords made politics seem to be about the right to stand for something, rather than to obey the party line in return for party funds come next election. Jeffords made it seem as if a vote for either of the parties is a vote for big business, which, given the amount of money being spent on elections these days, is not far off. Against the background of current interest in campaign finance reform, this is serious stuff. Imagine if a system of public funding meant that candidates didn't have to suck up to major donors or be millionaires and were no longer forced to rely on one major party or the other. The party machines would become rusting Studebakers. There would be Jeffordses everywhere.
Tim Brooks is an ever more proud Vermonter and a regular contributor to our program. His new book is entitled A Hell of a Place to Lose a Cow, An American Hitchhiking Odyssey.